Lift Him Up, May 27. Christ is the center of the law. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid! Yea, we establish the law. Of all professing Christians, Seventh-day Adventists should be foremost in uplifting Christ before the world. The proclamation of the third angel's message calls for the presentation of the Sabbath truth. This truth, with others included in the message, is to be proclaimed, but the great center of attraction, Christ Jesus, must not be left out. It is at the cross of Christ that mercy and truth meet together, and righteousness and peace kiss each other. The sinner must be led to look to Calvary. With the simple faith of a little child, he must trust in the merits of the Savior, accepting His righteousness, believing in His mercy. Through the love of God, the treasures of the grace of Christ have been laid open before the church and the world. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What marvelous, unfathomable love, which led Christ to die for us while we were yet sinners! And what a loss the soul suffers who, understanding the strong claims of the law, fails to acknowledge that where sin abounds, the grace of Christ does much more abound. When the law is presented as it should be, it reveals the love of God. But it is no wonder that hearts are not melted even by truth when it is presented in a cold, lifeless manner. No wonder that faith staggers at the promises of God, when ministers and workers fail to present Jesus in His relation to the law. Let the teacher of truth make known to the sinner what God really is, a father waiting with yearning love to receive the returning prodigal. Not hurling at him accusations of wrath, but preparing a feast to welcome his return. Oh, that we might all learn the way of the Lord in winning souls! God would draw minds from the conviction of logic to a conviction deeper, higher, purer, and more glorious. Often, human logic has nearly quenched the light that God would have shine forth in clear rays to convince men that the Lord of nature is worthy of all praise and glory, because He is the Creator of all things. Lift up Jesus, you that teach the people. Lift Him up in sermon, in song, in prayer. Let all your powers be directed to pointing souls, confused, bewildered, lost, to the Lamb of God. Lift Him up, the risen Savior, and say to all who hear, Come to Him who hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us. Let the science of salvation be the burden of every sermon, the theme of every song. Let it be poured forth in every supplication. Show forth the grace and completeness of the Savior.